Hallelujah. Today's shiur will be beginning at the bottom of Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, we had seen a machlokas tanoim between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan concerning a relatively large amount of money paid for an item that does not cost the amount that was paid. Can one come to conclusions regarding that deal? So we saw that the example that was given was a tzemed, which is an item that holds cattle together in order to help them plow. The tzemed is not an expensive item, but a lot of money was paid for it. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you're in a region that the term tzemed at times by some of the population covers the bokor, the animals as well, so since a lot of money was paid, and some people refer to the cattle by the term tzemed, you can assume that the tzemed, this clasp that holds the animals together, and the animals were included in the deal. The Rabbonin, though, said, Ein hadomim raya, that you can't come to conclusions from the amount of money that was paid. That leads us in to the Gemara's next question. If it's so that the money cannot serve as an indication, so then why don't we just call the deal off? We see in our marking system a kuf with a circle around it and a vertical dashed line that appears between the Tosfos and the Gemara text. This is a long question, and it goes to the fourth line from the top on Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. Before we read the Gemara inside, we want to recommend that you print out the Daf Gemara, and better yet, even to order your volume of the Shas Ozer, the pre-marked Gemara edition. The Gemara asks, V'i ein hadomim raya, if it is as such that the chomim hold that the amount of money that was paid cannot serve as proof to what was included in the sale, lehevei bitul mekach, let us rule that the deal is called off. The Rashbam, toward the bottom of the page, says, V'i ein hadomim raya, klomar nihi nami, di ein hadomim raya, u'mochar es hatzemed lo mochar es habokor, de mashma aval hatzemed mochor, the expression of the Chachamim that the sale of the tzemed takes place, and it does not include the sale of the cattle. It's mashma, it's pretty obvious that the tzemed, however, is sold. The Rashbam continues in explaining the Gemara of Yamai. Why is it that the tzemed is sold? Levei bitul mekach, shiavatel ha-mekach, v'yaksu lo domo, v'yitol tzimdo, kedin kol ono yoser mishtus, the botel ha-mekach. Why not call off the deal? And by calling off the deal, the buyer will get his money back, and the seller will take the tzemed. And that halacha is explained in the fourth parak of Bava Metzia, the parak Hazov. The Gemara continues in its question, V'chitemo bitul mekach l'rabonan leslehu. You might say that the concept of calling off a deal does not appear in the realm of the opinion of the Rabbanan, namely that they don't hold from that halacha. But that's not true. V'loi, v'hotnan. We have a Tanaic source, and in the Tanaic source, or surrounding the Tanaic source, we notice a frame. That's the marking that we use in our marking system to distinguish between Tanaic material and other material. V'hotnan. We have a teaching. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hamocher Sefer Torah, Behema Umargalis, that one who sells these specific items, a Torah scroll, a Behema, or a pearl, Ein Lohen Oino'a. The claim of overcharging, Oino'a is the Avera of charging too much for an item in a sale. The claim of overcharging doesn't apply to these items. Omrulo, the Rabbonan, upon hearing Rabbi Yehuda, responded and said, Lo amru elo es elu. The concept of overcharging and it not applying is true only with regard to these items. It appears that the Chachomim, by acknowledging that there's no onah, there's no isser of overcharging, is such when it comes to these items. But regarding everything else, there is a problem of onah. And if there's a problem of onah, there would be a problem also of bitul mekach. Onah is a phenomenon where something is charged or overcharged 1/6 of its value, an overcharge of 1/6. And things that are of greater discrepancy, one charges more than a 6 over the price, the deal is called off. So we see from this source that the Chachomim are sensitive to these rules of Onah and Bitul Mekach. True, Onah, it's obvious that they're sensitive. There's a pasuk in the Torah that refers to Onah. But beyond that, there's also a problem of Bitul Mekach. The Gemara explains, My ein domim raya nami dekatani. What does the expression mean in the Mishnah when the Chachamim said ein hadomim raya? What does that really refer to? To have a bitul mekach, namely, if too much were paid for a small item, in fact, the deal is called off. V'iboy seima ki amur rabbanon oino ubitul mekach. Another approach to this question of Ono and Bitul Mekach is as follows. When is it that the rule of Ono and Bitul Mekach apply, namely the Avera, the Isser of overcharging, the prohibition of overcharging and beyond? That's Bichdei Shadas Toya. That's when it's within the possibility of error, within an error margin, where a person might make a mistake. He might think that this is the actual price when, in effect, he's being overcharged. Abol bichdei she'ein hadas toya, if it's a vast discrepancy, you pay a lot of money for an item that costs, it's well known to cost very little, why are you paying so much money for it? Then we say, if it's abol bichdei she'ein hadas toya, lo, emor, we figure matona yohavle, that the buyer, in paying so much money, paying an exorbitant price for something that's known to be much less, he was giving the balance as a gift. The Mishnah. On the side of our Gemara, in our marking system with the pre-marked Gemaras, we try to introduce each new topic with a title, with a heading. In this case, we have the title on the outside margin, the Nosei. Machloikas Tanoim, Ma Kolu B'Mechiras Chamor. We have a Tanaic discrepancy, controversy, concerning what's included in the sale of a donkey. Donkeys are beasts that are known for their capacity of carrying loads, beasts of burden. They also are means of transportation. There are different articles, different items, different vessels that are attached to the donkey for riding purposes, for transportation, for moving burdens. The Mishnah says, "Hamocher es hachamor lo mochar kelov." In the sale of a donkey, the donkey alone is sold and not its vessels. Nochem hamodi omer, mochar kelov. That in the sale of a donkey, one is selling the vessels as well. Rabbi Yehuda omer, pe'omim mechurim, pe'omim einon mechurim. Sometimes they're sold and sometimes not. Ketzad. Hoya chamor lefonov, v'kelov alov, v'omalo. They have a chamor and vessels on it. And a buyer says, Mechor li chamoracho ze, hare kelov mechurim. If the buyer says, sell me this donkey, then it is assumed that the kelim, the vessels, are included in the sale. However, chamoracho hu, if the buyer uses that expression. The Gemara will elaborate on this later. Ein kelov mechurim. The Rashbam, in commenting on the expression chamor chozeh, he says, kamos shehi, im kelim shelel, chamor chazu, as it is, with the vessels on it. The Rashbam also, in anticipation of the Gemara, explains the expression chamor chohu, he says, chamor chohi, klomar, im zu hi chamor cho, mechor osoli, if this is your donkey, then sell it to me. Dahainu, kemocher es chamor stam. It's a case of simple sale, unqualified sale of a donkey. Usvira leh Rabbi Yehuda, de'ein kelov mechurin, afilu ba'odon olov. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that even if vessels are on a donkey, the vessels are not included in the sale. Before we go on in the Gemara, let's take a look at our note on the side concerning the anticipated geometric forms. If you look in the Gemara itself, you notice the appearance of diamonds. This is in addition to, of course, the fact that Ula's name is circled. The circling of Ula's name is because Ula occupies a position of preeminence in this particular sugya. The diamond, as indicated on the side under the heading Nosei and Mivneh, wherein we give an introduction to the topic and also simultaneously give an explanation of to what the geometric forms are going to be doing. Machlokes, Divrei HaKol. You notice in the Gemara the expressions Machlokes and Divrei HaKol have diamonds around them. The first will be setting up under what circumstances the Tanaic controversy between the Tanakama and Nochama Modi appear. And then the Gemara will say Divrei HaKol, under other circumstances there is agreement. The note continues on the outside margin, Pritim Shonim Sheshayachim L'chamor, different articles that are relevant to a donkey, Im Klulim B'mechira, if, and the question that we're dealing with, are they or if they're included in the sale, Chelek Mehem Shnuyim B'machlokes V'chelek Muskam Al Kulam, some of them are subject of controversy and some of them are subject of agreement. We've noted here Kelim Aleph, Asuyim Lamasui. There are vessels that are for burden purposes, for moving items. And Beis, Asuyim Lirchiva. Types of Kalim that are to enable riding to take place. Before we go on in the Gemara, we're going to look at a list that we've compiled on the inside margin. You see a list of words. They are descriptions, they are the names of different vessels. And these vessels and their pictures appear in the Pirush Chai. This is a book of illustrations that we've been using along with the Limud of Maseches Bava Basra, book of illustrations authored by Rav Chaim Porush. We'll be noticing illustrations 626 and onwards. The illustrations here help us to appreciate the different items that we'll mention in our list as well. We'll be eventually getting to illustrations 631 and 632 as well. The list here includes the following. Notice there's three words with a brace around them. Lamasui. These are vessels that are attached to the animal when you're going to use the animal for as beasts of burden. They are sak, diskia, and kumni. The diskia is illustrated in 629, and the kumni in 630. A sak is, as it sounds, a sack. These are, as we said, items used for the burden that the animal is going to carry. Then we have two more items, the ukuf and mardas. The ukuf, this is in illustration 626. You can see it appears to be a saddle, under the letter gimel. And the mardas seems to be a saddle cloth under the letter vav in illustration 626. These items, ukuf and mardas, the Rashbam explains, are items that are useful, whether it be for riding or for burden. Two more items, kilkeli and chevek. These items are strictly for rechiva purposes. They are found in illustration 631. They're called sorche rechiva. With that introduction, let us proceed to the Gemara itself. Amar Ula, machlokes between the Tanakama and Nochum, besak, v'diskia, v'kumni. These are vessels for burden. The Tanakama Sovar, the Tanakama who said the kelim are not included in the sale, is of the opinion, stam chamor lirkoi v'koi, that your standard donkey is not for burden purposes, but rather for transportation of people. V'nochum hamodi sovar. Nochum hamodi in the Mishnah said the kelim are sold. He is of the opinion, stam chamor lemasui koi. So that as far as the Mishnah is concerned, where a controversy is presented, the controversy surrounds vessels that are for burden purposes. Avol, ukaf umardas, kilkeli v'chevek. These items that are for, they all have in common riding purposes. Divrei hakol mechurin. Everyone agrees that they are included in the sale of the donkey. The question, the Gemara now proceeds to a long question. This is indicated by a kuf in the space between the Gemara and the Rashi. It incorporates a Tanaic source that you can see are several lines that appear in a frame. We use the frame in our marking system to distinguish between Tanaic literature, which is contained in the frame, and other literature. Let us see the long question. Meisvei. A seller says as follows, Chamor v'keilov ani mocher loch. Harei ze mochar es ha'ukof ve'es ha'mardas ve'es ha'kilkuli ve'es ha'chevek. Avol, lo mochar sak v'diskia v'kumni. Ubizman she'omar loy hi v'chol ma she'oleo. Harei kulon mechurin. If the seller says, I'm selling you the donkey and everything that's on it, then all of the vessels that were mentioned are included. Taimo di omale chamor v'kelov, hu dekoni ukaf umardas. We see from this source that under what circumstances are ukaf and mardas included in the sale? That's because there was an explicit mention of chamor v'kelov. However, if the seller did not say something specifically, lo, then even the ukaf and mardas would not be included. How does this compare with what Ula was observing before we saw the Tanaic source? Let's take a look back. The ukaf and mardas were part of a statement Ula made that concluded with Divrei HaKol Mechurin. That you can see where the diamond appears. So, according to Ula, it seems to be a point of certainty that in the sale of a chamor, ukaf and mardas are included without any special clauses attached to the deal. When you learn this source, we see that ukaf and mardas are not included. The Gemara says, in response to defend Ula now, the long answer. This is indicated by the tuf that you see after the long question ended, tuf tshuva or tirutz, and we have a circle tuf in the space between the Rashi and the Gemara, lasting about 5 lines. The Gemara says, loy, hu hadin, the same thing will apply, the afagav delo omar le chamor v'kelov, that even if the seller did not say explicitly chamor v'kelov, nami ukaf umardas mechurin. The Rashbam adds that this source will be in consistency with the Shita of the Rabbanon and not Nochum, that, and this will strengthen Ula's point that even without an explicit comment of Hamor B'Kelov, when it comes to the writing vessels, they're included. The whole Komash Malon and the Chidush of the source is as follows. The Afagav, the Omale Hamor V'Kelov, even though an explicit clause was added to the sale, namely, I'm selling you Hamor and its vessels, Sak V'Diski of Akumni, those items which are for Masui purposes, for burden purposes, Lo Koni. And of course, as we said, as the Rashbam explained, that this is Lefi Shitas HaRabbanan. But what's most important for us is to see that Ula has been preserved. Ula had said that when it comes to vessels that are of a riding nature, they are included in the stam sale of a chamor. My kumni, using the arrow on the left-hand side of the Gemara, between the Gemara and the Tosis, in that small space, you notice an arrow. And you scan the page up, you notice it points to a line in the source itself. The last word in the line was the word kumni. To make it easier to find what the Gemara is referring to, here we use these arrows. My kumni, what is meant by kumni that appeared in that source? Amar Popa Bar Shmuel, Merkavta Denoshi. Illustration 632 in the Pirush Chai illustrates that it was a type of saddle or a seat placed on the back of the animal for the purpose of women. The position that women took when riding animals was different than that of males. And that's what the kumni is. The Rashbam, in his commentary, points out that since the woman's method of riding is different than that of a man, so it's classified under the heading of Masui, of burden, as opposed to the heading of Rechiva. Rechiva being a position that a man takes where his legs are spread out, one on either side of the animal. Ibaya Laho. The Gemara raises a question. The length of the question is indicated by the long She'ela marking, the long question marking, four lines, and that's indicated by the shin in the space between the Tosis and the Gemara with a vertical dashed line, indicating that the lines of Gemara opposite this marking are part of this question. Ibayalaho, Aleph, first side of the possibility, and then a few lines later you notice a squiggle underline expression, O Dilma. The squiggle underline is used often in our marking system to distinguish between two possibilities or different alternatives. In this case, we have the structure of the question is Aleph, O Dilma, Beis. Is it to be understood like this way or like that way? So here it goes. B'oidon alav machlekes, aval b'she'enon oido b'she'enon alav modu lehu nochum hamodi. The Mishnah presented a controversy between the Tanakhama, the first opinion, and Nochum Hamodi. Is there argument concerning a case where the vessels are on the animal? However, if the vessels were not attached to the animal at the point of sale, is it so that Nochum, who was rather liberal in what's included in the sale, maybe if the items are not on the animal's back, he would agree with the Chachamim that they're not included? O Dilma, b'she'enon olav machlokes. It could be that the whole controversy between Tanakama and Nochum Hamodi is when the vessels are not on the animal. Aval b'oidon olav, if you're dealing with vessels on the animal, modu le rabbanon le Nochum, that the rabbanon would agree with Nochum that those vessels, since they're on the animal at the time of sale, they're included in the sale. At this point, we encounter another geometric form. The geometric forms in the marking system are used to link together the items that are marked. These are oftentimes a series, something of a repetitive nature, or for some reason we want to link these things together. In this case, we can take a look at our topic heading, that accompanies it, the structural note, the nosei mivne. On the outside margin, you notice a triangle. Nisyonos lifshoit she'elas agemora veloimar deba'oidon olav machloikis. The sections or the points at which you find a triangle in the Gemara will be points in the Gemara at which it's trying to settle the question and suggest that the machlokes between the Nochum and the Tanakama is when the vessels were on its back. Aval be'enon alav moide Nochum amodi de'enom klulim ba'mechira. But if the items are not on its back, even Nochum would agree with the Chachamim that the sale of the donkey does not include the vessels. When you see an inverted triangle, and you'll see something like that on Omid Beis, at that point, the Gemara is actually trying to prove the opposite. Nisayon lifshoit aefech. Debein oidon olo machlokes. That the machlokes tanoim concerns the case when the vessels are not on its back. Proceeding in the Gemara. Toshma. Notice we have an arrow that is to be aligned with another arrow that appears on the page, helping you to see where this quote is coming from. This is a Tanaic source, as is indicated by the frame. Ubizman she'omar lo hu v'chol ma she'olov, when the seller says that, I'm selling you the donkey and everything on it, hare kulon mechurim. Now, if he didn't say that phrase, even though the items are on its back, they're not included. So, we have a source, a Tanaic source. There's no name attached to it. But it is saying that in the stam sale of a chamor, with things on its back, they're not included. If you say, like the tzad aleph in the question, we saw aleph o dilma beis. If you say like the tzad aleph in the question, the first part, the first side of the possibilities, that the controversy between Nochum and the Chachomim concerns a case where the articles are on it, are attached to the animal. And the Rabbonin say, Einon Mechurin, Ha Amoni Rabbonin He. Then this source would agree with the Rabbonin. Let us take advantage of the level of sophistication that we see in the marking system and the write-ins as well. As you've noticed, we have written in between the lines. At the beginning of this line, we noted that if he didn't say this, he didn't add the clause who v'chol mashalov, we noted that even if the articles are on it, we had dashed underlined the written in expression einon mechurin. So we have a case of odin olav einon mechurin. What have we done here with our write-ins above the expression machlokes Ha'moni Rabbanon, we noted the Rabbanon Einon Mechurin, and we've dashed underlined the expression again, Einon Mechurin. Therefore, we can say that in the case of Odon Olav, if there's no explicit clause added, then Einon Mechurin. That parallels the Shitas Rabbanon that said Einon Mechurin. Eloi Amris B'she'ein Oidon Olav Machlokis. However, if you try to suggest, like the Bayes side of the question in our Aleph O Dilma Bayes presentation of the long question, that the whole controversy is when the articles are not on its back. Avol Oidon Olav, notice again the dashed underline, but if it's Oidon Olav, Divrei Hakol Mechurin, and notice we've dashed underline Mechurin, Harmoni, the source from which we deduced that Odin Olav Einon Mechurin, who would it be like? At this point in the Gemara, we're saying that if you follow the Bayes side of the question, then you're in effect saying Odin Olav, everyone would say Mechurin, when we had the Tanaic source from which we drew our deduction that Oidon Olav Einon Mukhurin would remain unauthored. The Gemara responds. And it says, listen, we're not going to come to any conclusive conclusion from this last Toshma, from this, was it the most recent, the first attempt of the Gemara, which was signified by the triangle Toshma. Why not? Li oilom emo loch b'she'en oidon olov machlokis. That the whole controversy between Nochum and the Chachomim is a case where the vessels are not on its back. The Rabbonon he, and the unnamed source at the triangled point is Shitas Rabbonon. The Emo, and restate the source as follows. Ubizman she'omar lo hu v'chomashe ro'ui lios olov. If the seller said, I'm selling you the donkey and everything that's fit to be on its back. Namely, you're dealing with a case that they're not on its back. And if the seller says, I'm selling you it and anything that's fit in the future to be on it, then the rule there is kulan mechurin. However, we tried to conclude, and we just saw unsuccessfully, we tried to conclude that the source was talking about a case of literally odon olav. We rejected that by saying that the source could be read as things that are fit to be on it. Namely, it's not talking about a case of odon olav. Toshma. Once again, we're going to make an attempt to conclude the question, the long question. The source says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Before we continue, you notice an asterisk in the margin between the Gemara and the Rashi, in the little space between the Gemara and Rashi, an asterisk, that indicates some attempt to line this up with something mentioned before. If you scan up on the page, you notice another asterisk. This is in order to show you that the quote in this section of Gemara comes from the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda Omer, Pa'amim Mechurin, Pa'amim She'enon Mechurin. It's important to note, as we have by the write-in between the lines, that Rav Yehuda is talking about a case of Oidon Olav. If Rav Yehuda is talking about a case of Oidon Olav, the Gemara is going to make an assumption, and we'll tell you that in a minute, that Rav Yehuda is responding to the Tanakhama. So if Rav Yehuda is talking about a case of Oidon Olav, the Tanakhama is also talking about a case of Oidon Olav. If that be the case, so then we can conclude like the Gemara attempted on the first wide line, where it said, "I amris bishmo be'odon olav machlokes," and then we can conclude that the machlokes was when the vessels are on its back. Let's see this inside. My lav, my dekomar tanakama koi rabuta. Can we not assume that on that which the Tanakhama said, Rabbi Yehuda is responding. And Rabbi Yehuda is clearly talking about a case of Odon Olav. So if he was talking about a case of Odon Olav, when the vessels are on its back, the Tanakhama and Nochum HaModi were also talking about a case of Odon Olav. Hence we can conclude, like we tried before, that the Machlokis, Tanakhama and Nochum, is when the vessels are on its back. Gemara rejects this. Loi. Rabbi Yehuda Milso Achriti Ko'omar. A very brief response, however, containing a lot. Let's take a look at the Rashbam. Milso Achriti Ko'omar. Inhu Ayru B'She'ein Oidon Olav. We can learn Nochum HaModi and the Tanakhama as a case where the vessels are not on its back. Avo B'Oidon Olav Divrei HaKol Mochur. But if the vessels were on its back, everyone would agree that they are included in the sale. The also Rabbi Yehuda, Laflugi, Adukyo Ditu. And Rabbi Yehuda comes along to argue with the inference that can be made from them. The Afilu, the Oidon Olav, that even in a case of Oidon Olav, Pa'omim She'ein Mechurin. And that's the topic that Rabbi Yehuda was addressing. So, we cannot conclude in a conclusive fashion from this most recent Toshma attempt. Omale Ravina l'Rav Ashi. Toshma. Notice the triangle flipped over now with the point facing downwards. We indicated this in our introductory remark that this is going to be an attempt to show that Be'ein Odon Olav Machlokes. We can tell you ahead of time that this too will not be conclusive. We're going to see now a quote that comes from Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, learned earlier. Toshma mochar es hakoroin, lo mochar es haprodois. Before we go any further in the Gemara, it's also noteworthy that the toshma, the attempt to conclude the question, is going to last a few lines. We've indicated that by writing in the space between the Gemara and the Rashi a little abbreviated there, toshma, with a triangle around it, paralleling it to triangle in the text, and a vertical dashed line indicating all of these lines of the Gemara opposite this dashed vertical line are part of this attempt. So, as said, the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Zamin Beis talked about the sale of a cart, and it said there that the mules are not included. Betoni Rav Tachlifa bar Ma'arova Kamei de Rebbe Avo. And Rav Tachlifa stated in the presence of Rebbe Avo the following Tanaic source, Mochar es HaKoron, Mochar es HaProdos. A source that indicates the sale of a cart includes the sale of the mules. V'omale, and Rabbi Avo, upon hearing that, said to Rav Tachlifa, V'ho'anan, lo mochar tanan. But our Mishnah says that they're not included. V'omale, and Rav Tachlifa said, Ismay, should I erase, should I delete the source that I was taught? V'omale, and Rabbi Avo had said to him, Loi, rather, titarge mas nisach be'adukin boi. You can explain your source that therein the mochar es hakoron, where the sale of the koron took place, it included the donkeys, the mules, that is, be'adukin vo. In your case, they were attached. Michlau demas nisin, we can infer from this that our mishnayis, b'she'en adu vo, when they are not attached. And since the Resha, the Mishnah that was quoted from Daf Ayin Zayim Beis, was talking about a case of Ein Odon Olav, where the vessels are not on it, not attached to it, Seifa Nami, our Mishnah on Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, being a continuation of Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, B'She'ein Odon Olav. The vessels are likewise not on it. Oh, and in that case, in our Mishnah, on Ayin Chesamaf, we saw the Machlokes, Tanakama and Nochem Amodi. Therefore, we can conclude that it's in a case of Ein Odon Olav that they are arguing. But if they were on its back, the Rabbanon would agree that the vessels are included in the sale. At this point, we finished with the Toshma, with this attempt. The attempt to set up the Machlokes. Nochem Amodi and the Tanakama as a case of Ein Odon Olav, which if you look back to the original question, this would be like the Bay's possibility. The Gemara rejects this. Adarabba. Before we go further, also note the marking that we have in the little space between the Gemara and the Rashi. There's a Dalet that's circled with a vertical dashed line. The Dalet indicates Dechia, a rejection. The Gemara says, Adarabba, I can say the opposite. Eimol Resha. Once you're citing our Mishnayos, look at the beginning of the Mishnayos of this perek, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, and it said there, Avo lo mochar loi es ho'avodim velo es ho'antiki. That in the sale of a boat, the servants were not included, nor the antiki. The Amrino and my antiki, and we asked what is the meaning of antiki, Omar Papa, Iska de Begavo, merchandise that's in the boat, namely Odon Olav. Umidoresha ba Odon Olav, just like Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph is talking about a case of Odon Olav Seifonami, but Odon Olav. Our Mishnah might as well be talking about a case of Odon Olav. It's true that the Mishnayos, as far as the Gemara volume is concerned, are printed on separate pages, but one has to realize that the Mishnayos exist as a separate book, a book of Mishnayos, a list of Mishnayos, a compilation of Mishnayos. So, in effect, these Mishnayos are all part of one unit. So if the beginning of this unit of Mishnayos was a case of Od on a Lav, our Mishnah too, part of the same unit is also Od on a Lav, and there you have the Machlokas. Rather, this is inconclusive. Elotana, mili, mili, katani. The Rashbam, mili, mili, katani. Chada ba'oidon olav. The Rashbam on the fourth line from the top. One Mishnah is a case of od olav. Chada b'she'ein od olav. Shakol olech achar minhogoi shel olam. Yesh dovar shuhu b'chlal chavero ba'od olav. Yesh dovar she'ein b'chlalo afilu ba'od olav. It all depends on the local custom. There's some cases where things that are on it are included, and there's some cases, even if the vessels are on it, are not included. But as we saw, we cannot derive a conclusion from the fact that a conclusion regarding our Mishnah from that which was stated in a previous Mishnah. Because the previous Mishnayos, as far as our Mishnah concerned, cover both cases. Simon, Zagam Nasan. The Simon is a reference to a list of six rabbis that Abai introduces. They seem to all hold a similar idea. Not necessarily they hold one from the other, but they all subscribe to a similar train of thought. This point that we're mentioning now is featured in the Rashbam. The idea being that when selling an item, the sale includes other items. Omar Abaye, Reb Elozer, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Meir, Reb Nosson, Sumchus, Nochum Amodi, Kulu, Svir Lehu, they are all of the general opinion, Ki Mazmin Inish Midi, Inu V'chol Tashmishte Mazmin. When a person sells something, he's selling the item itself and its accompanying appurtenances. And now the Gemara, as you can see with the diamonds, presents the list of Rabbanon. And this idea that in their idea of sales, there are other items included. As you can see, the names are accompanied primarily by sources and frames indicating Tanaic sources where they appear. And we continue in the Gemara. Reb Elozer, Tisnan. Reb Elozer Omer Hamocher es Beis Habad. When one sells a press, Mochar es Hakora. He's including therein the beam. Reb Shimon Leo Tisnan. Reb Shimon Omer Hamocher es Hoir. Mochar es a centaur. That one who sells a city, the centaur is also included in the sale. The issue behind these sources are explained in their respective locations. Centaur being itself the subject of controversy in sugyas that we've learned before. Rabbi Meir, Desanya, Rabbi Meir Omer, Mochar Esa Kerem, Mochar Tashmishe Kerem. Rabbi Meir also is of the opinion that when one sells a vineyard, there is included in the sale the Tashmishe Kerem as well. Rabbi Nosson v'Sumchus, they were at the beginning of the Perek concerning the cases of Bitzis and Dugis. These were the small boats included in the sale of the large boat. Nochum Hamodi, Ha Damoran. Nochum Hamodi was as stated in the Mishnah on Amud Aleph concerning the sale of the donkey. Nochum Hamodi holding the sale of the donkey included the sale of the Kalov. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tome Mechurin V'chulei. The Gemara asks, in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, we saw him make a distinction between two expressions. Maishno Chamorcha Zu, in which the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, said the Kalim are included, Umaishno Chamorcha Hu, in which the Kalim were not included. Omar Rava, Chamorcha Zu, under those circumstances, Yoda de Chamra Didei Hu. The buyer knew that the Chamor was owned by this particular person selling it. V'hai deka omar le zu, and the fact that he added the expression zu, mishum kelov komar le. The added expression was because he wanted to include the kelim in the sale as well. Chamor chahu, the case, the second case Rabbi Yehuda was describing, delo yoda de chamro didehu, the buyer didn't know whether the animal was owned by this particular seller or not. V'hachi komar le. The buyer was in fact presenting a question. Chamor chahu, shetim karenu li, is this your chamor that you can sell to me? He wasn't at all addressing the issue of the vessels. So that you can have a case where the vessels were even on the back of the animal, and we understood that the buyer was inquiring about the basic donkey alone. Hamocher es hachamor, mocher es hasioch. One who sells a donkey, included in the sale, is its offspring as well. The sioch being the young donkey. Mochar es hapora, lo mochar es bino. Mochar ashpa, mochar zivla. The ashpa, the Rashbam explains, is a type of ditch in which garbage, in this case garbage that ultimately turns into fertilizing material. The case involved here was a sale of an ashpa. Mochar zivla, the decomposing material in there is included in the sale. The Rashbam explains here on the Mishnah, mochar ashposoi, mokoim, amoik, gimel, oigavoa, shlosha. It's a ditch, as we explained, or possibly some type of area that's built up above ground level. Shirogi losei shom zevel behemoisov. That on that, the waste of his animals would be accumulated and eventually used to spread in the fields for fertilizing purposes. Mochar bor, mochar meimeha. One who sells a pit, included in the sale, is the water that's contained therein. Mochar kaveres, mochar dvorin. One who sells the kaveres, the unit in which honey is produced, the bees house themselves there, sometimes referred to as a beehive, the honey that's contained therein is included. Mochar shovach, mochar yoinim. One who sells a coop includes the sale of the birds as well. In focusing on the opening case of the Mishnah, one who sells an animal, the issue of offspring, Hechi domi, what is it talking about? E de omar le hi uvna, if the sale was stated as selling it and its offspring, afilu paru b'no nani, then the second example in the Mishnah should be different. Namely, if the animal and its offspring were mentioned as part of the sale, then mochar as hapara should have included b'no as well. E de lo omar le hi uvna, if the offspring was not stated explicitly in the terms, afilu chamor nami lo, then in the case of the sale of the donkey, its offspring should not be included. Namely, not only the pora's offspring not included, but the chamor as well not included. Omar Apapa. Apapa clarifies the omar le. In the first case, chamor menika. In the second case, upora menika, ani mocher loch. Where the seller says, I'm selling you a nursing, menika, referring to an animal that's capable of nursing, namely, it's producing milk. So I'm selling you a chamor that's producing milk, and I'm selling you, or the second case, I'm selling you a pora that produces milk. Bishlamo pora, ika lememar lechalva bo'ila. In the case of a pora, where someone is buying a pora menika, I can understand he's buying the cow and its milk. Namely, he's interested in the fact that the cow is a milk producer. Nothing to do with its offspring. Simply a cow that happens to be nursing its calf. However, the buyer and the seller are interested in talking about the fact that it's producing milk. El chamor, my ko'omar le. Chamor is an unkosher variety animal. Why would someone, in the case of a chamor, be interested in mentioning, why would the seller mention, I'm selling you a nursing chamor, a chamor producing milk? There's no interest on the part of the buyer in buying donkey milk. So what is his intention? Shmamino, he uvno komale. He's trying to describe the donkey as literally a nursing donkey, a donkey nursing its offspring, and that's what I'm selling to you. I'm selling you the donkey with its offspring. The amai kori le siyoch. Why is the offspring of a donkey called by that term? Answer: Shemahalech achar sicha na'a. It follows when spoken to nicely. On a simple level, it seems to be an animal that's sensitive to the way it's spoken to. Responds to instructions when spoken to pleasantly. This point now serves as introduction to a section of Gemara, an agadic section, that will be darshaning psukim that are found in Bamidbor Chof Aleph, starting with Posuk Chof Zayin. We've written into the Gemara on the inside margin the psukim, and in the text of the Gemara we've also underlined the quotes from the psukim. On the outside margin we have a nosei, a topic heading. The nosei here, Droshos Musur al haposuk al kein yomru hamoshlim v'chulei. These are going to be lessons of morality that are derived from the psukim as mentioned in Bamidbor Chof Aleph. And we've indicated parentheses where the psukim come from, and after the parentheses, the lesson is Lamod Eitan Mul Pituyei Ha'etzer, that man, that we, the Jewish people, are instructed to stand firm against the attempts of the evil inclination to lead us astray. Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman Omar Rav Yochanan, Mai Dichtiv Al Kein Yoimru Hamoshlim V'chulei. Hamoshlim Elu Hamoshlim B'Yitzram. The term Moshlim refers to those who rule over their inclination. They're in control of themselves. Bo'u Cheshbon Bo'u Nechashev Cheshbonu Shel Olam Efsid Mitzvah Keneged Tzchara U'Tzchar Aveira Keneged Hefseda. Let us come and calculate what's worth doing, what's worth not doing. Let's take a look at the Rashbam. Hepsid mitzvah. Shemizbatel me revach b'shul she'oisek b'mitzvah. A person who, let us say, avoided some type of profit because he was involved in performing a mitzvah. O nosan stoka u'mechaser mamono. Or someone who loses money, so to speak, by giving charity and thereby causing reduction in his wealth. Let us consider that reduction in wealth, keneged schora hamruba losid, concerning the great profit, the great benefit one has in the future by having experienced this reduction in wealth by giving the charity. Uschar avera, the Rashbam, shelo lehistakir bavera achshav. The cheshbon, the calculation one might make as to not profit from a particular violation, keneged hefseda shiapsid yoyser losid. In other words, one makes a calculation that he's going to avoid benefiting from some type of illicit act, thereby passing up on immediate pleasure in exchange for the great reward he will receive by having done this, or conversely, keneged the hefsid that he would lose by violating this particular precept. These are all a matter of making cheshbonus. One has to calculate, is it worth it or not? The drosha continues, tiboneh v'sikonein, im ata oisa kein, if you make these calculations, the cost benefit or loss against profit calculations. Tiboneh bo'ilam hazeh v'sikonein lo'ilam haba. You're guaranteed growth in this world and being established in the next world. A very interesting point being mentioned here, and this is a concept that the students of Torah and Torah learning are taught and try to disseminate, that the practice of mitzvahs is not something that's an investment only for Olam Haba. One actually benefits in Olam Hazeh as well. Hence the Torah comes from the word Horah, it's an instruction book. The Torah is an instruction book, how to live life, how to get the maximum out of it, in Olam Hazeh as well. And as we know, when you just take a look around, and you look at people that are totally unbridled, that have no sense of boundary, one, and compare them, compare that lifestyle over a period of 70, 80 years with people that live a life of control and restraint, and I think the obvious differences can speak for themselves. Ir Sichon, the Gemara continues, Im Mesim Odom Atzmo Ke'ayor Ze Shemahalech Achar Sichonoe, if a person conducts himself in such a way that he yields to Ayor Ze, the young donkey, who follows nice speech, namely, he follows the seduction of the evil inclination. Ma ksiv acharov, what does it say in the following verse? Ki esh yotza mechashbon v'chulei. Teitze esh mi mechashvin, there will come forth a fire from the tzaddikim, those who make the calculations that were suggested above. V'tochal es she'enon mechashvin, and that fire will consume those that live a life without making calculations, live a freestyle, unbridled, boundaryless type existence. V'lehavo mikiryas Sichon, mikiryas tzaddikim, there come forth a lehavo as a flame from the city of the righteous. Shenikru sichin, righteous are called by the term sichin, in this case is like the word siach, a tree called siach hasodeh, the trees. And the Rashbam goes through a list of sources showing how tzaddikim are referred to by different types of trees. Ochla or moyov, ze hamahalech achar yitzro, ka'ayor ze shamahalech achar sichonoe, similar to the drosh above, this is referring to one who follows his evil inclination, like the ayor, like that creature that follows the sweet talk, the seduction of the evil inclination. Baale bomos arnon, elu gase haruach, these are the haughty ones. The omar mor, kol odom shiyeshbo gases haruach, noifel begehenem. Bomo is a high place. So that this is referring to those people that are of a haughty nature, and Chazal tell us that people who have gases haruach, have that characteristic, eventually fall into gehenem. Vani rum, Omar Rosha Ein rum, the evil one who says there's no one above, no lofty one. Ovad Cheshbon, Ovad Cheshbonoi Shel Olam. The Rashbam says at the bottom, Ovad Cheshbon Olam. The Rosha claims Kolomar Les Din Veles Dayon. He suggests that there's no justice, and there's no judge. Ad divon, the pasuk says. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hamtein ad sheyavo din. Oh, you make those claims. You just wait until justice is served. Va nashim ad nofach. Ad shetavo esh she'eino tzricho nipuach. Until there comes a time where where the fire that doesn't need to be fanned, namely the fire of Gehenim, comes. Ad meidva, ad shetadiv nishmason, v'amri lo ad deovid mai deboy. These are two versions of how to deal with the expression meidva. The first one is ad shetadiv nishmason, until their souls become woeful, And the other expression is ad de ovid my deboy. The Rashbam says on the third line, ad ovid kutshabrichu my deboy lemeva the rishoyim lolam habo, until he does, namely the Kodesh Baruch Hu, does to the rishoyim whatever he wants to do in the future world. The ilu b'olam hazeh darkam salecha. In this world, we find many examples of rishoyim that are successful. Why is it so? Why is it that the Russia has it good in Olam Hazeh? Kedei letargam l'olam haba. By giving them the good in this world, thereby they are thereby excluded from receiving the ultimate reward in Olam haba. The Rashbam points out, ad, in the posuk of ad meidva, ad dorish le ad de ovad, u meidva dorish le mai de boi, u beloshen katsar. These are, in short expressions, concise terms, that as they appear in the Pasuk, are being darshaned here, as we have just seen. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.